Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a pop-up towards short. Sisell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. Dugan moves to second. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher misplays the ball. That's an error on DeRocher. Reynolds moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Cecil moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Yankees. Grady Atkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Collins. Cecil moves to third. Krause moves to second. Grady Atkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Cecil scores. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0-for-1 in the game. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Atkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Ruth goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Yankees. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. Durst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. It's 4-2, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Durst moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Durst trying to get to home. Metzler throws the ball into Krause, who tags Durst, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Lazzari moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Atkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atkins strikes out. One out. Johnny Ma Still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma Still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma Still takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ma Still moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. the Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipgras hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 2 in the game. Durocher hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Durocher reaches third base with a triple. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ruth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. George Cox now pitching. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Durst hits a line drive beyond third. Com can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Durst moves to second. It's 7-2, Yankees. Mo Berg now catching. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durst moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. One out. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durst scores. Lazzari scores. It's 9-2, Yankees. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 2 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma Still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Ma still moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. Ma still moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Yankees. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-2, Yankees. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Com reaches second base with a double. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-2 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com scores. Two outs. It's 12-3, Yankees. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-3, Yankees. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-3 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a pop-up towards second. Lazzari catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Ma still moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. It's 14-4, Yankees. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-3 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-3 in the game, with a triple, two home runs, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Durst hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ma Still. Durst reaches second base with a double. Gehrig scores. It's 15-4, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lazzari is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Durst moves to third. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berg strikes out. One out. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for George Cox. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durst. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Cecil moves to third. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moss still takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pip Gris fields it and throws to home to get Cecil. McCurdy moves to third. Moss still moves to second. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Mark Koenig pinch hits for George Pipgras. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern misplays the ball. That's an error on Redfern. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Archie Campbell now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-4 in the game. Redfern hits a fly ball into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. Two outs. It's 15-5, Yankees. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Cecil moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Berg reaches second base with a double. Cecil scores. It's 15-6, Yankees. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Berg moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berg scores. It's 15-7, Yankees. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Falk moves to second. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Moss still hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.